Okay, so Ella, would you like to tell us a little bit about who you are and what your situation is?
My pregnancy was like any other pregnancy, up until about 12 weeks, and at which point I was told that I would probably lose both my children. And it was kind of a race against time to make sure that they were born alive and healthy and well. I was working up until about 16 weeks pregnant. I planned to work through my entire pregnancy. That was my kind of goal, that I would save up money and I would make sure that I had enough resources for my family to provide for them, to make sure I had things like a buggy, baby bath, clothes, all the normal things you would buy for your baby. So I hadn't bought anything at that point, and I was told by the doctors that I had to go on to immediate bed rest. And so I spent, I think it was 12 weeks on bed rest, in and out of hospital, majority of the time in hospital. I had to cancel my baby shower as well. So I didn't receive any gifts for the children. And also I didn't have an income really. During the time I was in hospital, I didn't have time to fill out forms for maternity pay. So I was receiving nothing during the time I was in hospital. So by the time that my twins were born, I had really, honestly, quite bad mental health at that point. And both children were in intensive care for about 71, 72 days in total. So I, at that point, wasn't able to kind of either have the money to go out and buy the things that they would need. And I didn't have the strength, to be honest, to get up and leave the house and go and buy the things that they would need either. I'd completely shut myself off from my family and friends. So I was literally living in my own little bubble. And just the only thing I was doing every day was going to hospital, spending time with the children and coming back for 2 hours a day. That's all I would do every single day for like 3 months. And my mental health was so bad at that point that I hadn't even thought about things like getting a buggy, because I didn't really think I'd be bringing them home. So I went to Little Village shortly before they were born, just before I went onto bed rest, actually, when I was told that I probably couldn't work. I was given a buggy and things like that from Little Village and support from them. So even when we came out of hospital, I received support from them as well. So it was a struggle financially and emotionally.
So you were working before your pregnancy?
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us a bit about your employer and how they supported or didn't support you when the issues began with your pregnancy.
So I was working for a retail company before I had to stop working. My intention was obviously, as I say, to sort of carry on working all the way through. They had, because I was deemed as a high risk pregnancy anyway, because of the fact that I was having twins, they had to implement certain sort of safety protocols to make sure that it was still safe for me to work. And they did all of that, and that was great. When the doctor had told me that I wasn't able to work anymore, I had to stop quite abruptly. So they were really understanding and quite helpful in terms of helping me fill out the correct forms and making sure that, you know, everything was sort of was easy to be transitioned over into kind of going on to maternity pay. But emotionally, it was a very difficult time, and I didn't really know what else to do. My priority was making sure that the children were okay. The finances side of it didn't really come into my head until it was probably too late, I suppose, and I'd already got myself into quite a bad situation just because it wasn't something that was in the forefront of my mind at the time. I just wanted to make sure the kids were okay first.
And tell me a bit more about that feeling of wanting to make sure the kids were okay. Like, what was important to you at that point when you say you wanted them to be okay? What did you want for them?
I think as a mother, your maternal instinct is such a strong thing that kicks in. And it's such a powerful emotion that actually my desire to want the children to be okay kind of overrode any other thing at that moment in time. So even though I knew that I had to fill out these forms and I knew that I had sort of a process to go through to sort of achieve the financial help that I would need, at that moment in time, nothing else seemed to matter, just making sure the kids were okay.
And what was the experience of having so little money at such an important point of the children's lives? What did that feel like for you as a mum?
It was devastating to not be able to provide for my children the way that I had envisaged in the early days of pregnancy. I wanted to be able to provide in the way that I suppose any other mum might want to provide for their child. And to not have that experience, to not be able to do the one thing that you really want to do and need to do, is devastating, really, for everybody, the whole family.
And you talked a little bit about your mental health. And I just wanted to ask, could you talk a bit more about the kind of your concerns around your health, but also your kind of family's health more widely during this period when things were really tough? Like what was going on in your head? What was happening for you health-wise, and where were the kind of issues there?
The physical condition of the children was so fragile at that moment in time that my mental health was just the worst it had ever been. And I was barely getting up to wash myself and to function on a normal daily basis. I had to get help to do things like to eat. I wasn't eating or looking after myself at all. And so the prospect of then having to deal with the financial side of making sure the family was okay was just too overwhelming to deal with, on top of already very fragile mental health. I spent a huge amount of money on taxis to and from the hospital. I don't even know how much money we spent on that alone, just because I couldn't physically face getting a bus to go. Sorry. It comes like that and I'm like, wow, okay, I didn't realise that was still a difficult thing to talk about. Because I think that's probably the worst time for me. And I think, like, in terms of the financial side of it as well, because thinking back on it now, I was in kind of like survival mode, emergency mode, where I just had to go in to see the kids, and I wasn't thinking about sort of the fact that we didn't have very much money and I was just having to get taxis all the time. That was really stressful, actually. And you know, not really having much financial security in a really kind of awful situation where you couldn't ask really, I don't know how you ask for help, you know. In terms of kind of the financial burden that it puts on, you know, when you're not in a situation where you are in financial control of your life and everything else is spiraling out of control and you still don't have control of that thing that's really important, it can really have an adverse effect on mental health even more so at a time like that. And I think that's, as you've just seen, that's raw emotion. That's kind of what it can, you know, that period of my life was really difficult and stressful, and you just kind of, yeah, you didn't think about it, so you just were like, okay, it's another 20 pounds gone or whatever. But you didn't. And at the end of it, I suppose, when I looked at my account and I was like, oh God, what am I going to do? Yeah, it was really difficult. I went to Little Village actually quite soon after that. I remember when the girls had come out of hospital, I went there and they gave us so much lovely stuff. We had like muslin blankets and things for them. And they came out in winter as well, so they gave us blankets. And I don't know what I would have done. Like, honestly, I don't know what I would have done if I didn't have that support.
So if you tell us a bit about kind of how things developed after that very, very difficult time when the twins were first born, and to say a little bit both about kind of how your financial situation has changed and also kind of health-wise, kind of how you're doing.
So after the twins came out of hospital and I kind of got myself back on my feet again, emotionally and mentally, I was able to then sort of engage back with services who were able to do like a benefits check for me and make sure that I was receiving everything that I should have been receiving at the time. Because I hadn't claimed support while the girls were in hospital, I didn't realise I was able to backdate some of that support actually. So, and I wouldn't have known if I wasn't engaging with services that were able to help me, that actually from the moment they were born right through for those 3 months, that support I was able to claim back some help with. And when I realised that, I was relieved because I was kind of like, oh my God, okay, actually, it's okay. I didn't need to do all those forms at that crazy time, so it's fine. So I got support with that, which was incredible. It wasn't a huge, you know, boost, but it was something and it was great. And then I realised, oh, I'm entitled to a maternity grant. Okay, so that's good. So that's money for this. And I can kind of, so I gradually started to kind of work things out financially, which was put me in a much better sort of mindset to be able to feel like I was more in control. Because I feel like when your finances aren't where you want them to be, you can have this sort of domino effect of just feeling like everything's out of control. So we've managed to kind of put ourselves in a much better financial situation now than we were. It's still not brilliant, but it's a million times better than what it was. Like I say, because I was able to kind of figure out the help that I needed, and I was lucky enough to be able to find out about that help.
And do you want to say anything about the health of the twins and your own health, partner's health? Is there anything out there that you want to say that you haven't said? Don't worry if there isn't, but I just want to check that you've said everything you want to say.
I think, as you could probably see from me getting upset, is that actually I've had extensive kind of therapy for birth trauma over the time, just to be able to get over what had happened. But actually, it's funny because this conversation has made me realise that the financial side of it was actually extremely stressful also. It's just that I hadn't realised that until now. And as my finances improved, so did my mental health. So actually, there's probably a correlation there, quite a strong correlation between mental health and money. Maybe people don't quite realise how strong that connection is. But if your finances are down, it can make you feel really down. And I'm just grateful and happy that I've got support now, that I don't have to hopefully go back to the situation that we were in.
I hope that too. And okay, so let's wrap the conversation up now, just with that final question about what you think would make the biggest difference to families experiencing something similar to what you've experienced in terms of sudden income drop around the time that babies are born. What could be done to better support those families?
I feel like the first thing that is really important to help families who are struggling is to know that they're there. So actually to recognise that there are families out there that need support, to help services better engage with them probably. To find out and identify those families is really crucial, because 9 times out of 10, a lot of these families don't actually know that this help does exist and that it's there. I've personally got friends and family members who need help, and they haven't realised that the help's been out there till I've mentioned that I've received help from them, for example. So actually, there are still families that are left struggling financially and don't really know how to get that support. I think moving forward, just providing support is really all you can do until you get to the root of the problem, I suppose.
What do you think is needed to help families that have been through something similar to what you've been through?
To be able to kind of get themselves out of difficult situations financially and emotionally, need sustained long-term support. It's not something that can be fixed overnight. These families need to be supported until they're helped up in the process to support themselves. And that's really the only way you can get out of poverty, is to give people the tools that they need to help themselves.